Well, howdy everyone, and thanks again for joining me here today as we continue to read through Scripture together. We are reading through the book of Romans, and today we will be reading through Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3. Now, if you remember back into chapter 1 and chapter 2, Paul is laying out this wonderful detailed theology regarding how the just shall live by faith. And after he says that in chapter 1, if you remember, he goes in to really, as he's presenting the gospel in many ways in this book and in the subsequent chapters, he begins with the problem of sin, right? He takes us to the beginning where we need to begin in understanding the problem of sin and who we are as sinners in light of the Holy God. So he talks about the wrath of God against unrighteousness and what God did in giving sinners up to uncleanness and then the lusts of their hearts and dishonoring their bodies, etc. And then in chapter 2, he talks about God's righteous judgment. So considering all these things, considering God's wrath against sin and sinners, he then talks about how no one is excusable, right? The Jews don't have an upper hand against the Gentiles. They are on the same level, same playing field in regards to sin. And he asks the question, do you think you will escape the judgment of God? And so he then goes into chapter 3 here after talking about even circumcision of being of no avail. He goes into chapter 3 here talking about defending God's judgment. He's going to be talking about all have sinned, right? None seek after God, no, not one. And so he then will wrap up the chapter speaking of God's righteousness through faith. And so let's dive into chapter 3 and let's glean what the Lord has for us there today. Hear the word of God now. What advantage then has the Jew? Or what is the profit of circumcision? Much in every way, chiefly because to them were committed the oracles of God. For what if some did not believe? Will their unbelief make the faithfulness of God without effect? Certainly not. Indeed, let God be true, but every man a liar. As it is written, that you may be justified in your words, and may overcome when you are judged. But if our unrighteousness demonstrates the righteousness of God, what shall we say? Is God unjust who inflicts wrath? I speak as a man. Certainly not. For then how will God judge the world? For if the truth of God has increased through my lie to his glory, why am I also still judged as a sinner? And why not say, let us do evil that good may come? As we are slanderously reported and as some affirm that we say, their condemnation is just. What then? Are we better than they? Not at all. For we have previously charged both Jews and Greeks that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God. They have all turned aside. They have together become unprofitable. There is none who does good, no, not one. Their throat is an open tomb. With their tongues they have practiced deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight. For by the law, is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood, through faith, to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance God had passed over the sins that were previously committed, to demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Where is boasting, then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? No, by the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. Or is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also the God of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also, since there is one God who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through faith. Do we then make void the law through faith? Certainly not. On the contrary, we establish the law. Amen. Thus far, the reading of God's holy word from Romans chapter 3. Hope you're blessed by the reading of it, and we do pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of his word to us. I hope you'll join me again next time as we read Romans chapter 4. God bless you and your day. Take care and join me next time.